Hello, hello, my beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity, the podcast where we focus on growth, mind shifts, and becoming the best versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Tay, ready and hoping to help you all get your day started with some positive vibes and good energy. Today, we're talking about something that holds so many of us back, and that's learning how to stop looking for validation from other people. Have you ever held back on doing something or making a decision just because you weren't sure how others would feel about it? Have you ever felt like your worth was tied to how much praise or approval you got? If so, you're not alone. But I want to take time to remind you today that your value does not depend on other people's opinions. You were already created with a purpose, and it's time to start walking in that confidence. So, grab your favorite cup of tea or coffee, grab your notebooks, and get comfortable so that we can get into it. Now, let's get real. Why do we crave validation in the first place? The truth is, as humans, we are wired for connection. Since childhood, we've been conditioned to look to others for approval, whether it was from our parents or teachers or our friends. And while wanting to be accepted isn't bad, it becomes dangerous when we start depending on it to feel worthy. Social media makes it worse. We live in a world where likes and shares and comments feel like measures of self-worth. If people don't respond the way we expect, we start to doubt ourselves. We let other people's opinions shape how we feel about ourselves, and that's not how we are meant to live. Here's the truth. External validation is a trap. If you live for other people's approval, you will die because of their rejection. And that is not what God intended for you, me, or anyone. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10 says, "For am I now trying to persuade people or God? Or am I striving to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ." Let's take a second to allow that to sink in. Are we living for people or are we living for God? Are you letting other people's opinions dictate your life when God has already called you worthy? Now, let's talk about what happens when we rely too much on other people's approval. First thing, we lose our authenticity. When we constantly shape ourselves and our actions and words based on what others want to hear, we stop being true to who we truly are. We become versions of ourselves that are shaped by opinions and not our purpose. Secondly, we set ourselves up for disappointment. People are inconsistent. One day they may love what you do, and the next day they'll hate it. If you're always chasing their approval, your confidence will rise and fall just like a roller coaster. Third, we delay our own success. Some of the greatest ideas and dreams and goals never get pursued because we're waiting to hear what others say. Who cares what they say? Go for it. But what if that validation never comes? Then what? This is why we have to be grounded in something bigger than people's opinions, God's truth. Because unlike people, God's love and validation is constant. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25 says, "The fear of mankind is a snare, but the one who trusts in the Lord is protected." Seeking validation from people is a trap, but when we trust in God, we find security. So, now that we understand that problem, let's talk about how to break free from the need of constant validation. First, you have to know who you are and who you are in Christ. When you truly understand your worth, outside opinions won't shake you. Psalms 139 verse 14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You were created with a purpose, so own it. Practice your self-affirmation. Instead of waiting for others to validate you, start speaking life over yourself. Say things like, I am enough. I am capable. I do not need approval to be worthy. The more you affirm yourself, the less you'll start seeking it from other people. Like I've told you many a times before, set your boundaries. Not everyone's opinion deserves to be front row in your life. Some people project their fears and insecurities onto you. Be mindful of who you allow to speak life into your life. Remember, last week we just said the tongue is a powerful thing. You have to do things for you. Make decisions based on what's right for you and not what will get applause. If something makes you happy and aligns with your values, then that's enough to pursue it. Trust God's validation over man's approval. Because at the end of the day, the only validation that truly matters is God's. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 22 says, put no more trust in a mere human who has only the breath in his nostrils. What is he really worth? This verse reminds us that people are temporary, but God is eternal. Their opinions change, but his love and truth remains the same. Now, before we wrap things up, I want us to say this affirmation together. I am worthy as I am. My value is not determined by the opinions of others. I release the need for external validation, and I walk confidently in who I am. Say it again, write it down, and mean it, and let it sink into your spirit. I hope this episode has encouraged you to stop looking for approval from other people and start trusting yourself and trusting in God. You don't need permission to be great. You were created with purpose, and the only validation you need comes from within and from above. Now, if this episode blessed you, share it with a friend who needs that reminder as well. And as always, stay positive, stay true to yourself, and I'll catch you next week. Much love to you all. Take care of yourselves, and always remember, affirm it, apply it, achieve it.